What is Ocrevus? Ocrevus is a prescription medicine used to treat relapsing form of multiple sclerosis, MS, to include clinically isolated syndrome, relapsing remitting disease, and active secondary progressive disease in adults. Primary progressive MS in adults. It is not known if Ocrevus is safe and effective in children. Who should not receive Ocrevus? Do not receive Ocrevus if you have an active hepatitis B virus, HBV, infection. Do not receive Ocrevus if you have had a life-threatening allergic reaction to Ocrevus. Tell your healthcare provider if you have had an allergic reaction to Ocrevus or any of its ingredients in the past. What is the most important information I should know about Ocrevus? Ocrevus can cause serious side effects, including infusion reactions. Infusion reactions are a common side effect of Ocrevus, which can be serious and may require you to be hospitalized. You will be monitored during your infusion and for at least 1 hour after each infusion of Ocrevus for signs and symptoms of an infusion reaction. Tell your healthcare provider or nurse if you get any of these symptoms: itchy skin, rash, hives, tiredness, coughing or wheezing, trouble breathing, throat irritation or pain, feeling faint, fever, redness on your face, flushing, nausea, headache, swelling of the throat, dizziness, shortness of breath, fatigue, fast heartbeat. These infusion reactions can happen for up to 24 hours after your infusion. It is important that you call your healthcare provider right away if you get any of the signs or symptoms listed above after each infusion. If you get infusion reactions, your healthcare provider may need to stop or slow down the rate of your infusion. Infection. Infections are a common side effect. Ocrevus increases your risk of getting upper respiratory tract infections, lower respiratory tract infections, skin infections, and herpes infections. Serious infections can happen with Ocrevus, which can be life-threatening or cause death. Tell your healthcare provider if you have an infection or have any of the following signs of infection, including fever, chills, a cough that does not go away, or painful urination. Signs of herpes infection include cold sores, shingles, genital sores, skin rash, pain, and itching. Signs of more serious herpes infection include changes in vision, eye redness or eye pain, severe or persistent headache, stiff neck, and confusion. Signs of infection can happen during treatment or after you have received your last dose of Ocrevus. Tell your healthcare provider right away if you have an infection. Your healthcare provider should delay your treatment with Ocrevus until your infection is gone. Hepatitis B virus, HBV, reactivation. Before starting treatment with Ocrevus, your healthcare provider will do blood tests to check for hepatitis B viral infection. If you have ever had hepatitis B virus infection, the hepatitis B virus may become active again during or after treatment with Ocrevus. Hepatitis B virus becoming active again, called reactivation, may cause serious liver problems, including liver failure or death. Your healthcare provider will monitor you if you are at risk for hepatitis B virus reactivation during treatment and after you stop receiving Ocrevus. Weakened immune system. Ocrevus taken before or after other medicines that weaken the immune system could increase your risk of getting infections. Progressive multifocal leukoencephalopathy, PML. PML is a rare brain infection that usually leads to death or severe disability and has been reported with Ocrevus. Symptoms of PML get worse over days to weeks. It is important that you call your healthcare provider right away if you have any new or worsening neurologic signs or symptoms that have lasted several days, including problems with thinking, eyesight, strength, balance, weakness on one side of your body, using your arms or legs. Decreased immunoglobulins. Ocrevus may cause a decrease in some types of immunoglobulins. Your healthcare provider will do blood tests to check your blood immunoglobulin levels. Before receiving Ocrevus, tell your healthcare provider about all of your medical conditions, including if you have ever taken, take, or plan to take medicines that affect your immune system or other treatments for MS. Have ever had hepatitis B or are a carrier of the hepatitis B virus. Have a history of inflammatory bowel disease or colitis. Have had a recent vaccination or are scheduled to receive any vaccinations. You should receive any required live or live attenuated vaccines at least 4 weeks before you start treatment with Ocrevus. You should not receive live or live attenuated vaccines while you are being treated with Ocrevus and until your healthcare provider tells you that your immune system is no longer weakened. When possible, you should receive any non-live vaccines at least 2 weeks before you start treatment with Ocrevus. If you would like to receive any non-live, inactivated vaccines, including the seasonal flu vaccine, while you are being treated with Ocrevus, talk to your healthcare provider. If you have a baby and you received Ocrevus during your pregnancy, it is important to tell your baby's healthcare provider about receiving Ocrevus so they can decide when your baby should be vaccinated. Are pregnant, think that you might be pregnant, or plan to become pregnant? It is not known if Ocrevus will harm your unborn baby. You should use birth control, contraception, during treatment with Ocrevus, and for 6 months after your last infusion of Ocrevus. Talk with your healthcare provider about what birth control method is right for you during this time. Are breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed? It is not known if Ocrevus passes into your breast milk. Talk to your healthcare provider about the best way to feed your baby if you take Ocrevus. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take, including prescription and over-the-counter medicines, vitamins, and herbal supplements. What are the possible side effects of Ocrevus? Ocrevus may cause serious side effects, including risk of cancers, malignancies, including breast cancer. Follow your healthcare provider's instructions about standard screening guidelines for breast cancer. Inflammation of the colon or colitis. Tell your healthcare provider if you have any symptoms of colitis, such as diarrhea, loose stools, or more frequent bowel movements than usual. Stools that are black, tarry, sticky, or have blood or mucus. Severe stomach area, abdomen, pain, or tenderness. These are not all the possible side effects of Ocrevus. Call your doctor for medical advice about side effects. You may report side effects to FDA at 1-800-FDA-1088. You may also report side effects to Genentech at 888-835-2555. For more information, go to www.ocrevus.com or call 1-844-627-3887. For additional safety information, please see the full prescribing information and medication guide.